Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment in Washing for Bread. A very common question that comes up in the context of Netilas Yadayim is, what about the laws of Chatzitza? What about the laws if there's something on my hand, does that take away from the ability to have a halachically valid washing? So the general rule of thumb, bringing up puns in this series, the general rule of thumb is that if it's something that a person would be makpid on, that it bothers them, that it's on their hands, they consider it dirty, they consider their hand dirty, then it's considered a chatzitza, and it's halachically correct to get it off before one washes. So, for example, a person is writing something or another and ink spills on their hands. That's embarrassing. If you'd be going to a simcha or something, you'd make sure to get the ink off your hands before you showed up. So there, a person should really wash the ink off their hands before they wash their hands for bread. Now, there's a famous exception. If in the person's line of work, it's extremely normal to have it on their hands. So for example, you have a painter. So a painter has paint on their hands. That's totally normal for them. Then it wouldn't be considered a chatzitza. But normally, we all have a general sense of what's normal for most people. There is a concept here of batla daito eitzel kol adam, that even if it doesn't bother you to have this on your hands, if most people, unless you have some unique life circumstances, you're in some unique category, like the painter, but absent that, if most people would be bothered to have it on their hands, then even if it doesn't personally bother you, you would need to get it off your hands before washing. What about rings? So it's interesting because a ring, it doesn't bother a person to have the ring on their hand. They're very happy to have the ring on their hand. One might even be able to argue that sometimes the water can get in underneath the ring, in between the ring and the finger. So the basic halacha is if there's a circumstance that the person would take the ring off. The classic example cited in halacha is if you had a person kneading dough. That for kneading of the dough, they would take the ring off. So that means that the ring is not part and parcel of their hand. And therefore, one would need to take the ring off before washing. If a person literally never takes the ring off, would never take the ring off for anything, then it's highly likely that the person would be fine having the ring on for washing. If it's not difficult, it probably would still be preferable so that people not get confused by seeing what you do. But it's likely that if a person never takes the ring off for anything, that the ring is pretty tightly on. So the bottom line is, the halacha is that if a person never ever would take their ring off, it is acceptable to wash with one's ring on. But even if a person is happy to have their ring on, and even if the only time a person would take their ring off would, let's say, be for kneading dough, they still would take the ring off. What about bandages? So it breaks off into two categories. You could have a bandage that's difficult to remove, either because it's not even possible for the person to remove on their own, or if they were to remove it, it would involve a certain amount of pain and discomfort. That's one category. And the other type of bandage is something that's very simple to take on and off. Think of like a Band-Aid. So what's the halacha? So if it's simple to take it on and off, we're very concerned that you'll wash your hands with your Band-Aid on, and then something will happen during the meal and your Band-Aid will fall off, or for whatever reason, you'll take it off. And then there's a segment of your hand that was never washed. In other words, the Band-Aid blocked your hand from getting those waters. So that segment that was never washed has not been purified. And all of a sudden, you're eating bread at this meal and your Band-Aid fell off. So you probably will come to eat bread and touch it with part of a hand that wasn't ritually purified before eating the bread. That's a problem. So the standard halacha is for something like a Band-Aid, you would take the Band-Aid off before you wash your hands, you know, make hamotzi, and then if you like, put a Band-Aid back on. But you're actually supposed to take the Band-Aid off before washing. If it's something that's difficult to remove, so you can appreciate, we're not concerned that you're going to just take it off in the middle of the meal. It's a big deal to remove it. If it's something that's difficult to remove, you do not have to wash it. If it covers only part of the hand, you can wash the rest of the hand and not that part with the bandage. And if it covers the entire hand, then indeed the correct practice is to wrap something around one's hand, like a glove or a bag or something of that sort, just to make sure that maybe with their fingers or whatever, they don't touch the bread. But that is the halacha, that if someone's hand was in a bandage that couldn't be taken off, and their entire hand was in the bandage, the proper practice would be to wrap their hand in something before they sit down to the meal. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.